Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Kimberly Palmer is senior editor and personal finance columnist for U.S. News and World Report. She writes the popular Alpha Consumer blog and is the author of a series of financial guides called Palmer's Planners, sold through her Etsy shop. Her latest book is The Economy of You, published by Amicom, and Amicom is a division of the American Management Association. Kim, welcome to Edgewise. I'm just going to jump right in here. Your book is fascinating. Why is it so important for people to launch side businesses right now?
It's really all about the economy, and there's two parts of that. I mean, on one hand, people are really craving more financial security right now. We've seen how jobs can disappear overnight. We've seen our savings go down with the stock market. So that's a huge part of it. People want to earn more money, and they want to feel financially secure that they'll keep bringing in money even if their full-time job disappears. And then the other dual part of that, the second part of that, is that people are really searching for meaning in their careers. They want to make sure that it's not just about the money, since we've seen money can disappear. We want to feel like we're contributing to the world, we're creating something of value, and launching a side gig where you're selling something, a product or a service, can really prove to you that you have something of value to sell and that you can really help people make a difference in other people's lives, contribute your own strengths to the world.
So what kinds of businesses or what kinds of side businesses do people run successfully? And I mean, what kind of money are we talking about here?
Well, it really ranges from consulting services, coaching, if you have some kind of expertise you want to share. But I also talked with jewelry makers. One man I interviewed creates custom cakes and sells them. Some people who have some amazing skill, like opera singing, sing and perform as their side gig. So there's all kinds of things that you can do, and it really depends on your own skills and passions and what you want to do. And in terms of the amount of money that people make, it ranges from modest amounts, so anywhere from around $200 a month, which is what I make for my Etsy shop, to upwards of six figures that can end up replacing your full-time job. And actually, that cake maker that I mentioned, the man who bakes cakes, he worked full-time at a deli making sandwiches. He saw that there was really a need for custom cakes, and that's partly because of all the shows we see on TLC, like Cake Boss. Customers were calling, asking for custom cakes, and they didn't provide that service. So he decided to launch his own side business of selling custom cakes, picked up those customers. When the deli ended up closing because of the economy, he had this thriving side business that now is bringing in six figures for him, and it's his full-time job.
So how can you run a side business without running into conflict, you know, with your full-time job? I mean, can people really find time to do both?
That is really the hardest thing, and it depends a lot on the kind of job you have. There's definitely a subset of jobs, for example, computer programmers, where you have to sign away a lot of your rights to run a side gig when you're working for a big company, but that is really the minority. Most people have full freedom to run side gigs, and actually, employers are increasingly encouraging this, and that's because it can help the employer too. So I'll explain that through a few examples. One woman, actually an Olympic hopeful runner who's hoping to be in the next Olympics as a sprinter, she found that through her job as an accountant, her company really embraced her incredible talent as a runner. And they all cheered her on when she was trying to get to London. They really encouraged her because it reflected well on the company, too. So that's one thing we see where your side gig really speaks well of your company. Other times, your side gig can actually give you skills that you can then bring to your company and contribute even more in your full-time job. And that I found with a social media consultant in Chicago. He was doing social media consulting on the side, helping people build up their Twitter accounts, that kind of thing. He had a similar job, a social media consulting job, for his full-time job, and his boss was so happy he did both because his boss saw that he was learning and picking up all kinds of new skills through his side gig. So if your boss or your supervisor can see your side gig as an asset, that's really the best situation. And it's up to you to kind of spin it that way. If you can explain to them what it's bringing to your full-time job, then you'll have a better chance of melding the two together.
Okay, so once you do launch a side business, what's the easiest way to make sales and find clients?
you really have to get out there. So you have to figure out who your target audience is. And in my book, I have worksheets for how to do this really effectively. You want to make sure you're reaching your ideal audience. And so you could be trying to reach them through one of two ways. One way is by pitching yourself to bloggers and media people, writers, who can get your product and service in front of that target audience. So maybe they run a popular blog, and then you're getting to your target audience through them when the blogger writes about you. Or you might be reaching them directly through social media. So, of course, you want to have a website, a social media presence through Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, whatever is really most applicable to your kind of product or service. And then you're talking directly to your target audience, and they start coming to you when they're searching for whatever the kind of thing that you're offering.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that newbie entrepreneurs make?
Well, the biggest one is probably waiting too long to get started. It's so easy to think of reasons why you're not ready to launch yet. You feel like you have to have everything perfect, your product really perfectly fleshed out. But really, the most successful side giggers that I interviewed for my book didn't wait. They decided to test the market, to try things out even before they were ready. So that's one thing. Don't wait until you're ready to launch. And then secondly, you have to figure out ways to not let failure really stop you, because failure is part of being an entrepreneur, putting yourself out there. It's hard because there's going to be bumps and failure along the way. So you have to find whatever it is that gives you the motivation and strength to keep on going and to not let failure really, really stop you.
I also want to wrap this up with this question. Now, if someone decides they want to launch a side business, what do they need to do first? How do they get started? And let me follow that and make a two-part question here. How should they decide what kind of business to pursue?
It's a great question, because that really is at the core of launching a side gig. You have to answer that question for yourself. The first thing you need to do is really take a deep look at your own strengths, your passions, your skills. What do people come to you now for and ask your advice for? What are your friends or your siblings, your family members coming to you for when they need advice? That can really help give you insight into what you have to offer. What do you enjoy reading about in your free time or doing on the weekends? If there's something that you're not really getting to do in your full-time job, but you have a strength or a skill at, that could be something you spin off into your side gig. So you definitely want to start by doing a self-assessment into what those strengths are. And then you want to test the market. And instead of waiting to have something fully fleshed out, offer something like a coaching service. If you think maybe your expertise is in social media, offer a few clients for free to do a social media consultation for them and see how you can help them, how you can contribute and work with them. And then if you like that and that works out, they can become your first clients and refer you to others. So that's how you can get it started.
You know what? I'm just thinking of one additional question here. It's most of the stuff you've talked about here seems to suggest that a person really needs some type of website or some type of online persona or place where they can do this type of work or marketing or whatever. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that is so true. For so many successful side gigs, it all stems from a really strong online presence. So even something like a simple website, you do not have to spend a lot of money. In fact, you should not spend a lot of money setting it up, but you can do it through some free tools like WordPress, for example, or pay a really minimal amount to get it off the ground. Have a basic template design. I did this myself for my own website. I spent less than $200 to set it all up, but you really need to have a professional-looking website, and then from there, you can build your social media presence on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and that's how you can start reaching out to your first clients.
We've been speaking to Kimberly Palmer. She's the author of a very interesting book entitled The Economy of You, published by Amacom. Kim, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
AMA webcasts bring you 60 minutes of thought-provoking insight, specific answers to your management challenges, and conversations with renowned thought leaders. Best of all, they're all free. For a complete schedule of upcoming webcasts, visit the events calendar at amanet.org/events. Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.